Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Garden Radio Show with your hosts, Julie and Holly Baird.
The Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show, the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com, your destination for over 1,000 plus garden videos, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and a whole lot more. We still have tomatoes on the vine. Now, we probably should have covered this topic about a month ago, but it still will work right now. Tomatoes are frost sensitive, which means when the frost hits, they will die.
That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, they're essentially a tropical plant.
Correct.
So they're not going to stand up to frost.
Now, there is some ways to prolong the life of your tomato plant, and then there's a number of ways here in which you can accelerate or help the tomato to ripen on the vine, those green ones you still have on, before the frost or even after the frost. So number one, our average frost here in Milwaukee is, we're in zone 5A, 5B, based on where you're at, is between October 11th and October the 18th. Now, that an average. That's the average of the last 10 years calculated. Now, last year, we didn't have a frost until in our area, in our garden, until I think it was November that 18th is
right.
When things shut down there. But some ways you can accelerate or prolong the life of your tomatoes is by covering them when frost is going to come.
Right, especially if it's just going to be a light frost. Because we sometimes get that one light frost in the beginning of October, and you might still have a lot of good possible tomatoes on there. You don't want to necessarily go take all the tomatoes off the plant. You can cover them with like a bed sheet or some type of row cover so that they can be protected from that one light frost.
If you're going to do a bed sheet, which is the cheapest, because, you know, that's be sure everybody who's using that bed sheet
is
okay.
Going to miss it that night.
You want to cover the plant to its entirety and then cover, you know, make sure you put it weight down the edges so
like
it doesn't blow off.
Some rocks or bricks or something.
Right. And then in the morning, this is done right before dark. In the morning, remove that because the frost will already have occurred so that plant doesn't get suffocated and hurt it because it's a lack of sunlight. Now, row covers are a different thing. We're just specifically talking about bed sheets if we're going to do it that way. You're wanting to protect the cover of the plant. Now, you don't want to use plastic. The reason being is plastic doesn't allow the plant to breathe. If you use plastic, any place where the leaf and the plastic touch, it will kill that portion of the plant.
Right. So
if you do it like a frame, that's fine.
You want to tent it or frame it or something like that. But you're safest with some sort of cloth, like a bed sheet or something similar.
Right. So once we've got that established, tomatoes take between 20 and 30 days after the flower after you visually see the flower to form a fruit based on the size of that particular variety of tomato. So if you've got tomatoes on the vine right now and you're wanting to ripen, here's some ways in which we can accelerate that ripeness. One is to cut back on water. We don't have to worry about that. It doesn't rain much here anymore. But if you're watering regularly, manually, cut the water off. What you're doing in a lot of these steps is stressing the plant out to where the plant goes, I'm not getting the necessary water or nutrients I need. I've got to put on the fruit to produce the seeds internally to carry on the traits of the next generation. That's what all plants do. End of story. That's how that works. So cutting back the water, you can also...
You can trim back...
The growth tips.
Yeah, the growth tips. There you go. That's going to put the energy to the fruit.
So you want to you be able to see the growth on the top of the plant, the side of the plant. You just don't want to cut off those stalks where the tomato is located on. You want to cut off just the green stalks, and that's going to stop the vertical growth and, again, stress the plant out in order to help put more ripeness into the fruit.
Right. So and then you can also cut the roots three-quarters of the roots, 4 to 6 inches from the base. So you would take your shovel, your garden shovel, your garden spade, and just go down.
It's okay.
About 6 inches away from the base of the plant.
Right.
And as deep as you can go, and just go around the plant and go, you know, think about a circle, three quarters of that circle.
Right. You're cutting off a lot of that, the availability for cutting the roots off that normally gives the plants nutrients. So that's going to stress the plant out. If you don't want to cut it, the plant that way, you can simply go to the bottom, the base of the plant, and then pull vertical enough to where you can start hearing things tear, and that will work as well because you're going to rip some of those roots apart and cause the plant to stress more.
Right, and so you're basically forcing it to stress out, and then because as we've mentioned before, plants plants don't care about us. Their whole desire is to reproduce. So if they're feeling stressed, they're going to start to make sure that's what they're doing, and that would essentially mean ripening the tomatoes being ripened, or ripened, so that they can be part of their reproduction process.
Now, again, this is you want to do this 25-30 days before your last average frost, or too close to that right now, but you can still do this with the acceleration with the accessory of covering the plants if frost is apparent. And if you we've practiced with these methods, they do work. But also, we are the kind of gardener that we want to go as long into the season as possible. Some people are done at Labor Day. Last year, we ran all the way into mid-November, and we left a lot. There was some green tomatoes on the plant. Now, if you have green tomatoes on the plant, what can we do if the frost has already occurred or it's going to occur? If it's going to happen, like, for example, tonight, you want to go ahead and harvest your tomatoes now. You don't want to wait until the frost has happened and then harvest your tomatoes.
Like a heavy frost, you
yes.
mean?
Yes, yeah, killing frost.
Yeah, you want to harvest your tomatoes.
Prior to the frost.
Right. Otherwise, if it was a really hard frost or a possible freeze,
it can damage the fruit itself.
Yeah, damage the fruit. And that's something you don't want either.
And we had late blight last year, which hurt a lot of the fruit that we had that was trying to ripen, because the late blight is the airborne pathogen or particle, the disease that actually embeds itself on the skin of the fruit, and it's not edible, it's not cannibal, it's not even compostable, first of all.
Right. No, it's not good.
So what can we do with some of these green tomatoes?
So if you have these green tomatoes, you can lay them out by like a sunny window, and they will ripen.
They're not going to have the intensity flavor.
No, they're not going to have the intensity
flavor. It's going to be a red tomato. Or a white tomato, whatever color it's supposed to be, it's going to be that color. But you're not going to have that.
No, it's going to taste. Yeah. It's going to taste like a store bought tomato.
Yeah.
So what we've done in the past is we've made salsa with them, because then you're adding other things.
And, juice.
Right, juice. You're adding other spices, herbs, other vegetables, and it gives them some flavor.
Now we're missing a big one here: fried green tomatoes, which I don't like. But you have some coworkers that love fried green tomatoes.
Right. So if you have coworkers or yourself, you could also do like a green salsa, like a salsa verde. That's an option as well for the green tomatoes. So
that's like a canned green salsa, isn't
well,
that?
Well, you
what
could just do it fresh too.
Okay, but you can preserve that in the canning procedure.
Right.
Okay.
And then if you have some tomatillos, you can use both and make that green salsa.
Right. And with the tomatoes, we didn't have, and we talked about this last week on the program, we didn't have good tomatoes this year for a variety of different reasons. You can find that that replay on the website. Last year we had really great tomatoes. And we always harvest our tomatoes as the color changes on the bottom of the tomato. The tomato ripens from the bottom of the fruit and around the top. So when we see a pigmentation change in the bottom of that tomato, now if you're growing, there are varieties of tomatoes that are ripe when they are green. This doesn't apply to that, because that's a whole other realm of understanding when it's ripe. We're talking about red tomatoes, white tomatoes, purple tomatoes, yellow tomatoes, pink tomatoes. The tomato ripens from the bottom up. So when we visually go through the tomato patch and look and see if there's any color change at the base of that fruit, and if there is, we will go ahead and harvest it early. For a couple of reasons, because it can bugs can get in there and destroy it like the day before. It can we feel confident that if it's in the house on the shelf ripening, it's not going to get taken or destroyed by something. And the flavor is still there with those because the pigmentation is already being changed. It's not like we're trying to alter the change of the color inside the house. So that's why we harvest the tomatoes early. In our garden, when we have the opportunity. Now, cherry varieties and grape varieties and miniature pear varieties, that's totally different. We wait until those completely ripen. We're talking about the big beefsteak slicing tomatoes when we harvest them early.
Right. And so if you do have to harvest your tomatoes early for frost purposes, what you want to do is, if some do have some color on the bottom, let those ripen. Save those for maybe something more of a fresh tomato type thing, and then the ones that may not be red or whatever color showing signs of ripeness on the bottom, then you want to make sure that maybe use those for like a green tomato purpose or something like that.
So with that being said, a lot of season is over for the tomatoes, and then we have the opportunity to figure out what to do next year to make the tomatoes better than what they were this year.